Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you for listening to the Qalam podcast. My name is Abdul Nasser Jangda, and I'm excited to announce a new learning opportunity from the comfort of your home. Here at Qalam, we strive to create opportunities for people all around the world from all walks of life to learn about Islam. One amazing program that is a part of this mission is the Seerah Intensive, an in-depth study of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Seerah Intensive is a one-of-a-kind immersive learning experience for the entire family. You receive access to great teachers, develop lifelong friendships with students of knowledge from all around the world, benefit from countless invaluable lessons, and at the end of the day, walk away with a newfound love for the best human being to ever walk this earth, bidnillahi ta'ala. This year, the Seerah Intensive will be offered exclusively online. All recordings and class materials will be provided for lifetime access for you to continue and revisit at your own pace. We will also be offering Seerah Intensive online for kids. For more information, please visit QalamIntensives.com. We hope to see you this winter to learn about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with us. Thank you and enjoy the podcast.
All right. Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk وحب عملا يقربنا إلى حبك يا أرحم الراحمين. بسم الله. جزاكم الله خير, everyone, for joining me for our 16th session of Tariq al-Hijratain. We are studying an amazing book by Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala. And we've been going through this book because he speaks about higher levels of spirituality and spiritual maturity and how to understand certain concepts of our spirituality, how to become better in our spirituality, and discussing different aspects about mujahida of the nafs, fighting the nafs, different aspects about giving preference to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the lower self and so on and things like that. And so today, if you're with me on Facebook or YouTube, you can see the screen, you can see the book that we're reading. If you're on Instagram, unfortunately, you won't be able to actually see the text that we're reading. So if you want to follow along and see the text that we're reading, just go over to YouTube Qalam page or go over to our Facebook page, and over there you'll be able to see the text that we're actually studying. All right, so what are we studying today? Well, actually today is a continuation from our last session last Wednesday. It was a very interesting class. And what we discussed is a question that Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala, he posed. And the question is very interesting because it speaks about different levels of spiritual development, and it speaks about where we want to be and where we're actually at in our spiritual development. And so the question that we were discussing last week, the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, وَقَدْ اِخْتَلَفَ أَرْبَابُ السُّلُوكُ وَأَهْلُ الْطَرِيقِ هُنَا فِي هَذِهِ الْمَسْأَلَةِ وَهِيَ أَيُّهُمَا أَفْضَلْ مَنْ لَهُ دَاعِيَ وَشَهْوَ وَهُوَ يَحْبِسُهَا لِلَّهِ وَلَا يُتِئُهَا حُبًّا لَهُ وَمَنْ لَا دَعِيَ لَهُ تَنَازَعَهُ بَلْ نَفْسُهُ خَالِيَ مِنْ تِلْكَ الْدَوَاعِي وَالشَّهْوَ. So he says this, he asks a question. The question is this. He says that, who's better? Who's at a better state? Who's more virtuous? Number one is the person who their lower nafs, their inner self, their lower nafs has all of this desire and passion built in that's constantly pulling them. And in spite of that lower nafs constantly pulling them, they're always fighting against that nafs. They're always pushing against it. They're overpowering that nafs, despite the fact that it's always calling them to do things that displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's person number one, the person who has this like just crazy desire inside, calling him, calling her constantly, but yet they overpower it, they push it down, they suppress it, and they obey Allah. And he says, حُبًّا لِلَّهِ, out of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and khawf of Allah and fear of gaining the displeasure of Allah. Is that person better? Or on the other hand, the person who, due to already having fought the nafs so much, مَنْ لَا دَعْيَ لَهُ تَنَازَعَ, they don't have in their hearts that pull towards sin. They don't have within themselves that pull towards sin. Which one is better? And now you may be saying, well, what does that mean? No pull towards sin. Well, something he's going to talk about is, it's really important to understand in the Quran, there are three types of nafs mentioned. And as I explained last week, this nafs is that aspect inside of us. I was talking to the students today at Qalam Institute. We had this one class today. And I was saying the nafs is like this inner four-year-old child inside yourself. Like inside of you, there's this four-year-old child that's always wants more cookies, wants another chip, wants to sleep in, doesn't want to do this, doesn't want to do that. There's this constant little four-year-old child that you're always like, yo, get up, man. We got to do this. Yo, stop. We can't eat that right now. Like you're always, you know, disciplining and controlling that little four-year-old kid. Well, Busaydi, Imam Busaydi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, if you just want to know what the nafs is, the nafs, the whole time I'm talking about nafs, just think of that inner child inside of you that wants instant gratification, that always wants pleasure, that always wants ease. That's what the nafs is. All right, so we discussed what the nafs is already. But the Quran basically says that there's two types of nafs. There's three types of nafs, right? There's three types of inner children, you could say. So the first type of inner child is what the Quran calls nafs al-amara bisu. Amara bisu. And this is the nafs that is like the child in the store throwing a tantrum that you could tell the parents given every time this child says it wants something, right? The moment they say no for a second, this nafs, this child just goes crazy, throws a tantrum. This is nafs ul-amara bisu. You can tell the parents always listen to the child. That's nafs ul-amara. Now, what's nafs ul-lawama? Well, nafs ul-lawama is a higher level up. It's a little better trained. It's like that child that gets out of line every now and then, and then you got to give them that look. Y'all know that look, right? You know the look that parents give, you know, that look. So it's that nafs that gets out of line. And, you know, when you give it that look, then it gets back and it gets back straight. You know, it's like, okay, cool. Shows out a little bit, you know, does what he, you know, mommy, I want this. You're like, yo, chill. And he's like, no. And then you're like, yo, chill. And then they're like, okay, I'll chill. That's nafs al-amara. That's nafs al-lawama. And then a person can reach a spiritual level where their inner child becomes one who is constantly only asking for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and desires from us. That's called nafsul mutma'inna. It means this nafs is at peace with Allah. What it desires is only what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires. So tahajjud, this nafs is like waking up the person for tahajjud, right? Yo, it's time to give sadaqah. This nafs is like, yo, we should give sadaqah. That inner child inside has now become so in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's orders and so trained that it now loves only to do the things pleasing to Allah. These are the three stages. Now, the question that we're discussing today, which is super interesting, is, and this is what we started last week, is which stage is better? Is it better to be at a stage where your nafs is constantly asking you for stuff, constantly forcing you, but you overpower it out of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or is it better to be at a state where your heart is just completely tranquil with the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You have no fight going on inside. Which state is better? That's the question that we're going to be investigating and looking through the lens of Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala as we go through this, inshallah. So follow along, inshallah. I'm going to be reading from the text. I'll read the Arabic and then I'll translate it for us, inshallah ta'ala. So last week, we read some great examples of why the first nafs is better. The nafs that's fighting Why is that one better? We read a few reasons why. We're going to read a few more today. So here's the first reason. Well, probably like the fifth, because last week we read the first four. قالوا وأيضاً فإن حقيقة المحبة إثار المحبوب ومرضاته على ما سواه. قالوا وكيف يصح الإثار ممن لا تنازعه نفسه وتبعه إلى غير المحبوب. He goes, another proof that the one who's fighting their nafs and conquering their nafs is better. Another proof that that person is better than the one whose nafs has already submitted is that the reality of love, the reality of love is when a person is able to give preference to their beloved and the things that the beloved loves over everything else. Like, that's what love is all about. Love is about forcing you to overcome every other love. And that's why a lot of us struggle with different addictions, different habits. And people ask me, like, how do we get over these things? And one of the things that I learned from Ibn Qayyim is, whenever you have an addiction to something, or whenever you have a sin that you can't get out of, you got to realize that you have to create a greater love. When you create a greater love for the opposite of that thing, then the love for the opposite of that thing will push out the desire to do that lower thing. So simple example, like if you're trying to lose weight, right? You're trying to lose weight, but you love carbs. So now your love of carbs is always going to overpower your desire to lose that weight. It's always going to do it until you create a greater love. What's a greater love? You show you that picture of what you want to reach. You know, you show yourself that image. That's where I want to be. That's what I can reach to. And I'm just using this as an example. Once you get the love for that state to overpower the love of the carbs, then it becomes easy. So what he's trying to say here is, whenever there's this battle going on inside of us, that's where we see love. That's where we get a chance to show what true love is. And so he says, "Wa kayfa yasihul ithar?" You can't even see someone giving preference when there's no inner battle going on. And the reason why I thought this was so practical for many of us, it's like, why is this practical? The reason this is practical is because when you're struggling with a sin, you have the opportunity, truly the opportunity, to show the angels why Allah created Bani Adam. You have the opportunity to show, look at this Bani Adam, filled with desires, filled with passion, filled with all of these things that go against the will of God, go against the will of Allah. And the angels are like, why would you create that? And Allah's like, look, sit back and watch what this thing is going to do. And that is why the hadith tell us, when we overpower our nafs and do obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yubahi bikum al-mala'ika. He boasts about you before the angels. He boasts about you before the angels. What does that mean? What that simply means is that he's so proud of, look, in spite of the desires, look what he's doing. He's giving preference to me because of his love for me. And so that's what he's saying here. He's like, yo, the first person is better because the first person is where we see the reality of love come out. That is where we see the reality of love, when a person has inside them this inner battle going on, and then they overpower the nafs for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. Then he says, وَقَالُوا وَلَيْسَ الْعَجَبُ مِنْ قَلْبٍ خَالٍ عَنِ الشَّهَوَاتِ وَالْإِرَادَاتِ قَدَ مَاتَتْ دَوَاءِ طَبْعِهِ وَشَهْوَتِهِ إِذَا عَكَفَ عَلَى مَحْبُوبِهِ وَمَعْبُودِهِ وَاتْمَعَنَّ إِلَيْهِ وَاجْتَمَعَتْ هَمُّهُ إِلَيْهِ. He's like, the next reason why the one with the battle inside is better. He's like, the next reason is because what's so amazing about a person obeying Allah who has no other desires pulling at their heart inside of them. What's so amazing about that? All of their desires have died, and now they're just before their beloved Allah, worshiping Allah, at peace with Allah. There's nothing amazing about that. He goes, وَإِنَّمَا الْعَجِبُ مِنْ قَلْبٍ قَدْ أُبْتُلِيَ بِمَا أُبْتُلِيَ بِي مِنَ الْحَوَى وَالشَّهْوَاتِ وَالدَّوَائِ مَعَ قُوَّةِ سُلْطَانِهِ وَغَلَبَتِهِ. He's like, the real amazing thing is when you see a heart that has been afflicted with so much desire, so much passion, so many things that it wants that it can't have or shouldn't have. And these desires are strong, right? These desires are very strong. مَعَ قُوَّةِ سُلْطَانِهِ. These desires are very powerful. وَكَثْرَةِ جُيُوشِ. He's like, and the army is so big and so vast that is attacking this heart at every moment. What he's talking about, he's like, yo, when someone has a heart that is addicted to a sin, when someone has a heart that is just in love with something that that is not pleasing to Allah, at every moment, it feels like there's an army attacking the heart, man. At every moment, it feels like there's an army attacking you. And this person, not 5 minutes don't go past unless they're literally like jabbing off this army. Get off me, bro. Get off me, man. Get off me. No, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm not going to listen to you. And so what he's trying to say here, he uses the word juyush. And the word juyush means a jaysh, an army. And it's beautiful because it really brings back the meaning of mujahadatin nafs, which is at every moment, like, don't sleep, because the enemy don't sleep. Who's the enemy? Who's the enemy? It's that inner child inside that only wants pleasure. And so so what he's trying to say is this army is constantly tughiru ala qalbihi kulla waqtin. At every moment, this juyush, this army is attacking the heart. Ida athar, if this person, despite the onslaught of desire on the heart, if this person overpowers their desire and turns to Allah, فَهُوَ هَارِبْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ مِنْ تِلْكَ الْجُيُوشِ. This person is running from the army, fleeing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And then he says, يَتَحَمَّلُ مِنْهَا لِأَجْلِ مَحْبُوبِهِ. He is taken to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He goes to Allah, he flees to Allah because of his love. And so what he's saying is like, look, the person with that strong desire inside is a spiritual spectacle before the creation of Allah. What do I mean by that? Again, the angels literally were like, why are you going to create this human being? He's going to be filled with desires. He's going to be filled with all these problems. Why would you create this human being? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I know what you don't know. The scholars explain that what that means is, despite the hawa desires, despite the passions, despite shaitan, despite all of these obstacles, this person is still going to fight, overpower, and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is all about love. It's all about love. We look at Allah, who gave us life, who gave us blessings, who gave us everything that we have. SubhanAllah, it's all about love. SubhanAllah. Okay, let's go to the next one. So those who came late, yo, we're talking about two types of nafs. If you came late, I'm going to give you a recap. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi is saying, which nafs is better? The nafs that has this desire inside but is conquering it, or nafsul mutama'inna, the nafs that is tranquil, no desire inside, it's submitted to Allah. This person, his own nafs wakes him up for tahajjud. You know, he oversleeps, his nafs like, yo, wake up, we got to get up. For most of us, we like, yo, hitting snooze, nafs like, go back to sleep. This is, so which one is better? Nafsul mutama'inna, number two, or number one, the one fighting? And right now we're looking at examples. We're giving proofs for why the nafs that fights, it's the person who fights the nafs and has a nafs that's constantly asking it for, to pulling it to sin, is better than the previous, better than the other one. قَالُوا وَلِهَذَا كَانَ حَالُ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي قَهْرِهِ قرينه حتى انقاد وأسلم له فلم يكن يأمره إلا بخير أكمل من حال عمر حيث كان الشيطان إذا رآه يفر منه وكان إذا سلك فجا سلك فجا غير فجي. Now this is really deep. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi, just the gems that he drops is so amazing. So I got to preface this point with a backdrop. So basically we learn from hadith. One of the qualities of Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu anh, one of the qualities of Umar ibn Khattab was that the Prophet ﷺ said that shaitan would flee from him. Shaitan would flee from him, would run away from him. And the Prophet ﷺ said, whenever shaitan walks on a path, shaitan goes the other way. He doesn't want to meet him. And this is a high status. This shows the level of Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu anhu, without a shadow of a doubt. But people have asked the question. The question is, كَيْفَ لَا يَقِفُ شَيْطَانِ لِعُمَرِ. How could shaitan run from Umar? مَعَ هَذَا قَدَ تَفَلَّتَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. When the Prophet ﷺ had still fought his shaitan. وَتَعَرَّضَ لَهُ. And his shaitan would try to bother him. وَأَرَادَ عَنْ يَقْتَعَصْ عَلَيْهِ. So that try to disturb his prayer. وَمَعْلُومْ أَنَّ حَالَ الرَّسُولِ أَكْمَلْ وَأَقْوَى. We know that the state of the Prophet is higher. So how is Umar's shaitan running, but the Prophet is still fighting and conquering his shaitan, if the Prophet is better than Umar for sure? Sallallahu alayhi wasallam, radiallahu ta'ala an. He's like, this is actually where we see the answer to our question. The answer to our question was, which one is better? The one who doesn't have a struggle because their nafs is just dead. They don't have that desire. Or the one with this desire that they're wrestling with, they're fighting with. Which one is better? He's like, look, this proves to you how the state of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was better. Because he says, والجواب ما ذكرناه. The answer is what we just said. أن الشيطان عمر, this is deep, yo, hear me out. أن الشيطان عمر كان يفر من. The shaitan of Umar would run from him. فَلَا يَقْدِرْ أَحَدُهُمَا. They never fought one another. It's crazy. They never fought one another. وَأَمَّا الشَّيْطَانَ الَّذِي تَعَرَّضَ لِلنَّبِيِّ. As for the shaitan that the Prophet ﷺ was presented, that came to him, the Prophet ﷺ grabbed him. The Prophet held him. The Prophet had him in submission. He tapped him out. He wrestled him. Kel asir, he says like a prisoner. Kel asir, and he's like, wa aina man yahrab min aduwwuhu fala yadhhur. He's like, how can you compare someone whose enemy has fled versus someone who has captured their enemy and fought their enemy and captured? Which one is better? Which one is better? Subhanallah, right? That's deep. That's Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala. Like, Subhanallah, he's always dropping these ajeeb, crazy examples that takes you to a different level of understanding when it comes to spiritual development and growth in the deen. Absolutely amazing, right? Subhanallah. Now, okay, so we read all the proofs. We read all the proofs for why the person who's fighting against their nafs is better than the one whose nafs has basically like no desires, nafsul mutama'inna. But it's not over, because we now need to see the proofs for the other side. We need to, you know, count the votes on the other side, right? We need to see what's the score on the other side. So now he's going to bring forward the proofs for those who say, no, what are you talking about? How can you ever say nafsul lawama, someone who's fighting, can be better than someone who has already reached? Let's look at some of the proofs. He says, واحتج أرباب القول الثاني وهم الذين رجحوا من لا منازع في تبعه ولا هوى له يغالب. He's like, as for the other side of the argument, those who give preference to the one who has no internal strife, nafsul mutma'inna, their nafs just obeys Allah. بأن قالوا, they say, كيف تستوي, how can نفس المطمئنة be equal, the one, the نفس المطمئنة, listen to this, he says, عاكفة على ربه, the نفس المطمئنة is completely focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, التي لا منازع فيها أصلا, there's nothing distracting him from Allah at all. How can you compare that to when nafs mashghul bi muharaba, with the nafs who's constantly fighting, hawaha wa dawa'iha wa jawadibaha? How can you compare this nafs, which is focused on its objective, versus the one who's constantly fighting off shaitan, constantly fighting off shaitan? How are those equal? Qalu, they said, listen to this, wa aidan fa fi zaman alladhi yashtaghilu hadha bi nafsihi wa muharibati hawa يكون صاحب النفس المطمئن قد قطع مراحل في من سيره. He's like, look, here's an example. The time spent while this person is fighting his nafs, the person whose nafs has already submitted, this person is already traveling towards Allah. So while I'm traveling, you're fighting, how are you ever going to catch up to me? I'm already ahead of you. And the more time you spend fighting shaitan and your nafs, the more time I'm already getting ahead. I'm already on the journey. So he's like, what he's trying to say here, he's like, I'm getting close to Allah, the nafs that's pure, while you're spending time stopping on the road, having to fight against shaitan. And he says, وَهَذَا كَمَا لَوْ كَانَ رَجُلًا. He's like, imagine there's two people, مُسَافِرَانِ, مسافرين في الطريق, both of them traveling on a path. فطلع على أحدهما قاطع, one of them sees like a robber on the pathway. واشتغل, and he gets busy, بدفعه من نفسه, fighting him, fending him off. ليتمكن من سير, so that he could keep walking. والآخر سائر, the other one's walking. لم يتعرض له قاطع, there was no thief on the way, he just kept strolling. بل هو على جادة سيره, this person is in his pace, he's moving. فإن هذا يقطع مسافة أكثر مما يقطع الأول, this one who's traveling will reach further distance, closer to Allah, than this other person who's sitting there busy, preoccupied with the nafs. So this is a good point, right? This is an interesting aspect, right? Like this person who's busy fighting the nafs, he's not moving forward necessarily. It's a good point. Let's go to the next one. وَأَيْذًا فَإِنَّ لِلْقَلْبِ قُوَّةً يَسِيرُ بِهَا. He's like, look, here's another point. The heart has strength by which it travels. Willpower, strength. فَإِذَا صَرَفَ تِلْكَ الْقُوَّةِ, when you use that willpower in fighting off the nafs, your heart has willpower. It has قُوَّة that helps you travel. And if you use that willpower fighting off shaitan, fighting off enemies, وَاشْتَغَلَ قَلْبُ بِدَفْعِ عَنِ السَّيْرِ فِي زَمَنِ الْمُدَافَعِ. He says the same thing. He's like, the other person is using that power that they have purely in moving forward closer to Allah. These are similar. He's pretty much saying the same thing. Here's another one. This is a beautiful one. He says, قَالُوا وَأَيْذًا. Here's another point. فَالْعَوَارِضُ الْمَانِعُ, those obstacles that are getting in the way of the heart from traveling, هِيَ مِنْ بَابِ الْمَرَضِ, these are sicknesses, bro. These are, that's not healthy. These are sicknesses that you're fighting off. فَإِجْتِمَاءُ الْقَلْبُ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَتَمَعْنِينَتُهُ بِهِ وَسُكُونِهِ إِلَيْهِ بِلَا مَنَعْزَ وَلَا مُعَارِضَ هُوَ صِحَتُهُ. That sickness, whereas your heart being at peace with Allah, the orders of Allah, being tranquil with Allah, having nothing pulling it, that is a sign of a healthy heart. وَحَيَاتُهُ, that is a sign of an alive, healthy heart. فَكَيْفَ, he's like, how are you going to compare a sick heart to a healthy heart? No comparison whatsoever. So all of this, I think this is enough right here. He gives a few more. To be honest, he gives a few more. SubhanAllah, there's one that's very beautiful. I'll share this one and then I'm going to wrap it up. Let me share this one though. He says, وَأَيْذًا فَالَّذِي يُسَيِّرُ الْعَبْدِ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ إِنَّمَا هُوَ هِمَّتُهُ. Listen closely, everybody. He's like, the thing that will get you to Allah is your himma. Himma means like your aspiration. Your aspiration. And one of the things about deen is deen teaches you to have high aspirations, not low aspirations. What do I mean by low aspirations? Some people's aspiration, man, is like cars, yo. That's it. Metal and rubber. That's it. That's aspiration. That's what I want to achieve. I ain't trying to hate. If you like cars, you like cars. Like, who doesn't like a nice car? But that's not an aspiration. You know what I mean? Like, some people have aspirations that are high. And some people have aspirations that are pretty low. And one of the things that the deen does is it elevates your, you know, there was a saying like 6 months ago. Nowadays, sayings go in and out so quick, man. You know, there was a saying like, it's above me. It's above me, right? I don't know if y'all remember that. Like, it's above me. And it made me think, right? Because sometimes literally you have to realize that certain things, you're above them. Like, that doesn't affect me. That's not in my, like, there's different universes going on. I'm up here, yo. I'm not worried about that. I'm trying to get Jannah, yo. I'm literally trying to get eternal paradise. That's why I'm here. And you're talking about some really low stuff. So that's not me. I'm above that. So what I'm trying to say is himma, having high aspirations, is something that the deen and teaches and the prophet teaches, right? And what shaitan, he tries to give us these lower aspirations. Now watch this. And lower in the sense of purpose, right? So listen to this. And I'm not saying, like, there's certain things you can use as an aspiration. I'm in jujitsu. I'm trying to get my blue belt. Yeah, but that's not like my purpose in life. You feel me? Like, I'm not trying to say you should have no goals in life. Who's saying that? Come on. Like, you're trying to get your blue belt. You know, you're trying to get your belt in jujitsu. Go ahead. That's an aspiration. But is your life, is that your purpose in being? Like, is that all you sleep, drink, eat? That's you? Now, that's a low aspiration then, right? You made it the goal, not the means. You made it the goal, not the means. And that's what he's about to say right now. So listen to this. He says, we're talking about high aspiration. He's like, well, himma idha allat, when aspiration is very high, wartafa'at, it goes up, lam talhaquha qawati' wal afat. He's like, it's not hit with different impediments and hardships. He's like, this is so beautiful. He says, kat-ta'ir, like a bird. When it elevates, when it goes high into the sky, fi jawi, fa'at ar-rumat, the arrows can't hit it. Walam talhaqu hasa, the slingshots and gun, they can't touch it. With saham, the arrows can't touch it. Wa innama tudriku hadhihi al-ashya'a at-ta'ira idha lam yakun 'aliya. But these things will hit the bird when the bird is not very high. It's only when the bird comes down lower altitudes that the hunter can take aim. Yo, this is crazy stuff. What he's trying to say is once you lift your aspirations up, you're literally too high up for these different aspects of shaitan and your nafs to affect you. And so what he's trying to say here, فَكَذَلِكَ هِمَّةُ الْعَالِيَةِ. Similarly, when your aspirations of your soul are high, then you elevate yourself above these lower like desires and things that pull you. Right? All right, let me give a practical example, right? Like tahajjud, you know, like tahajjud. Like, alhamdulillah, yo, winter is coming, fall, winter is coming, nights are long, days are short, you know, fasting is easier, tahajjud is easier. Like, fall is like the spring of the believer, yo. Fall and winter are the spring of the believer, yo. This is where you show beauty of your deen. I'm telling you, fall is the spring of the believer. The days are short, you could fast easy. The nights are long, you could get 6-7 hours and still get qiyamul layl. You can get 6-7 hours of sleep and still get qiyamul layl. When you aspire for tahajjud or fasting, you don't get caught up with the lower nafs issues, because you've elevated yourself above that through the actions that you're doing. When you aspire for tahajjud, you don't miss fajr. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, that's the things getting in the way don't get in the way when you fly higher. And that's what he's trying to say. He's like, you can't compare the bird that's flying low with the bird who's flying high, because it's a whole different atmosphere up here. So he's trying to say, elevate yourself, fly high. That's the one that's the better nafs. So I'm going to just say this. So we've had this discussion. Which nafs is better? In reality, you know what it is? Neither one is better than the other. But rather, one is the outcome of the other. See, when you fight your nafs for decades, when you conquer your nafs for decades, year after year, year after year, subhanAllah, man. That's why they say the white hair, whoever gets white hair in the deen, like that's a sign of nur, man. When you spend decades fighting the nafs, you get all those stripes. You know what I mean? Like, you know how people say, I got my stripes? Like, you get that part of the battle. And eventually, as we get closer to the older stages of our life, we start to reach nafsul mutma'inna, where we can reap the benefits of that high flying. So we don't have to put these in juxtaposition to one another. We don't have to put them against one another. They are products of one another. The nafsul lawama that you conquer is a means to nafsul mutma'inna. It's a means. The fruits of both nafs are beautiful. They taste different. They have a different feel, but they are both beautiful, inshallah ta'ala. All right, that's it for today, brothers and sisters. Stay focused on Allah. Stop scrolling, yo. Ain't nothing gonna change. Just focus on Allah. Focus on Allah. Don't let the distractions get you. Stay focused, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our coming together virtually to learn and hear words that renew our faith and educate us how to get closer to Allah. Jazakumullahu khair, everyone, for joining me. This is our 17th or 18th session of Tariq al-Hijratain. We're moving forward through this book. An amazing masterpiece, man. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi, mashallah. Next Wednesday, we'll continue, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khaira. Just remember, brothers and sisters, always be on guard against the nafs, constantly, constantly fighting against that nafs, inshallah ta'ala. Don't sleep. The moment you sleep on the nafs is the moment the nafs catches you. So be on guard. Khudu hidrakum. Jazakumullah khair, everyone. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.